It's that time of the show where I have a chat to our resident music guru to find out what's happening in terms of live gigs around the place, as well as some recommended listening. His name is Nathan Kelly, award-winning rock photographer, among many other talents. Nathan Kelly, welcome into the studio. Tell us, let's cover some live gigs. We've just had Savannah in the round a few days ago before the show goes to air. That apparently was pretty massive. But of course, some other big gigs around that kind of festival kind of feel. Tell us what's coming up.
Just in the past few weeks, the Red Hot Summer Tour just got announced their lineup for 2023, which to me is like one of the biggest, best lineups ever announced for Cairns. And it's got all the legends, really, I think, of Australian music. Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, former frontman of Powderfinger, Missy Higgins, Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors doing his solo thing, and a bunch of other people. So I think it's a long way off, but I think that's one to definitely pencil in for your diary.
And absolutely, with some legends there, as you said, Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, and I think you and I certainly have probably seen all of those individually or in their old bands, but yeah, to see them all together, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's going to be a real festival vibe of 5 hours of just classic Australian music.
Lots of sing-alongs happening there. And what's the date and where?
It's happening on Saturday, 13th of May at Cairns Showground. And tickets are on sale now, and it's going to be a great day.
Speaking of massive events, Savannah in the Round, Red Hot Summer Tour, another big one that I know, very, very excited about for next year.
Blues Fest. Byron Bay. So I'm always surprised how many Cairns people I run into when I'm down at Byron Bay over the Easter holidays for 5 days of music. It's like everybody who loves music in Cairns seems to end up
down there. And next year's Blues Fest will be pretty special given the disruptions caused by COVID.
Yeah, so it got cancelled for 2 years, and then this year was just mainly Australian bands. Pretty predominantly Australian bands only. And then next year is seeing the reintroduction of big international acts, which that's what Blues Fest is really known for. Music you've never heard of, and being able to draw in these massive acts from overseas.
And legends always. Who are some of those legends that they've already announced?
Okay, so it's looking really great for the legends. So Buddy Guy is really the last surviving traditional bluesman. You know, who grew up on a plantation in the South.
And how old would Buddy Guy be? 80s?
I think he's 84, something like that. Wow. So he's said he's not coming back to Australia after this.
Right.
So he's doing shows in Sydney and Melbourne and then playing Blues Fest. And he's just released an album. So I think that'll be really special. I've seen him a few times and he's just amazing. Our musician and guitarist. Elvis Costello, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, Steve Earle, and they're just, without digging too much down into it.
And there'll be more to come, you would think. They will announce more.
There's already heaps, but there will be more. Normally, the announcements come, you know, every 10 weeks leading up.
Yep.
But it's looking pretty solid so far. So if you want to get a cheap flight, now is probably the time to get some tickets to Blues Fest and book your jet start to the Gold Coast.
How do you do it? The logistics, obviously, because it's at Byron, you obviously can't fly from Cairns into Byron Bay. So what's your logistical plan?
It just depends on how early out we decide to go. So you can fly direct to the Gold Coast. It's an hour from the Gold Coast. Yep. And we normally camp on site because then you don't have to worry about getting buses or cars. And then you can just get a bus into the town to go to the beach. And then at midnight, 5 minutes after the major act, you're just back at your campsite. And you meet so many great people. Like over the 10 years plus that I've been going, you meet people and then you all end up camping around each other every year.
Yes,
so this grows and grows.
Yeah, a bit of a tradition.
Yeah.
Very good Blues Fest. All right. Anything else locally? Any other gigs we can look forward to?
Well, a lot of the local gigs that are coming up have already sold out. Vicar and Linda Bunga playing at the Tanks, sold out.
Right.
Vance Joy is playing at Munra Mudum Parklands, sold out. So if you're looking for something to do on Saturday 5th of November, because you couldn't get tickets to Vance Joy, George Thorogood is playing at the Cairns Convention Centre. He's pretty awesome. We were just talking before, we saw him play supporting Joe Cocker, which was the night before Cyclone Yasi hit Cairns. So That was a pretty funny night. It wasn't a very, even though it was sold out, it wasn't very packed because I think a lot of people had other things to do.
Slightly other priorities.
But he'll put on a great show, I think.
Well, let's try and, I almost feel like I need to offer up a prize to listeners if they can name a George Thorogood song that isn't Bad to the Bone.
That's the one everyone knows. Bad.
That is the one everyone knows. Here is a George Thorogood song that isn't Bad to the Bone. Let's just have a little listen to that now.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady.
There you go. George Thorogood playing at the Convention Centre, November 5, I think you said. And as you said, that is the same night as Vance Joy, which is sold out at Munroom Hutton Parklands. About 3,000 people heading to that. So if you are looking for some music, perhaps a slightly older crowd would attend George Thorogood. Tickets are still available there. Now, finally, Nathan Kelly, the part I always look forward to is your recommended listening. What should people go out and check out in terms on the music front?
So at the moment, I'm listening to the Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Okay. Now, Chris Robinson is pretty legendary American musician, and he was in a band in the 90s called the Black Crowes.
Mm.
And I've probably mentioned before, I love live recordings because live recordings is what really happened when they were playing.
Mm.
And one of my favorite live records is the Black Crowes playing in Los Angeles with Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Led Zepp, yeah.
So that's in my top 10 of all-time favourite live recordings. Right. So the Black Crowes are actually coming to Australia in November. Sadly, can't go, commitments. but I've been listening to the Black Crowes and Chris Robinson,
okay.
And it's real guitar-driven.
Nice.
It sounds kind of like country rock, but a bit edgier. I don't
know
what genre, really, describe
it as. Awesome. Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
And there's a record coming out, and there's a Facebook group called Sound As Ever.
Yes.
And it's dedicated to Australian music from the 1990s, which I think they see as a pinnacle of Australian musical
artistic
culture.
Creation in this country. And that is 30-odd years ago when you think back, isn't it? I mean, that's crazy to think.
Is that like our parents telling us about Woodstock?
I think so. I think it is. All right. So, and what's that album? It's a compilation.
Yeah, it's a compilation album. So, you know, when you grew up in the 90s, there weren't really very many vinyl records from many of these bands because CDs had taken over.
Mm.
So it's a compilation album on vinyl, which is great for us.
Mm.
And it's called Blind Love, a Sound As Ever compilation. And it's everybody you could imagine from the 90s, from the beginning of the 90s with Rat Cat to the end of the 90s with Regurgitator and Grinspoon.
Mm.
So, and in between, you've got The Cruel Sea, Powderfinger, The Clouds, Frente. Do you remember
Frente? I do remember Frente, yes.
So I'm waiting to get my hands on that. I'm pretty pumped to get that and put that on the record player and have a listen.
Very nice. There you go. That Sound As Ever. It is a great Facebook group. I'm a member of that Facebook group. If you do have some nostalgia for Aussie music in the 90s, Sound As Ever on Facebook. Nathan Kelly, thank you so much for your update. Some awesome gear, those big festivals. Very excited about those and some great recommended listening. I think to sign off, let's have a little listen to a Rat Cat track.
Sounds good. See you next time.